The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome, everybody, to the 37th episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast.
This is the last week of con month for this year.
We have just stepped out of Anime Boston, like, hours ago.
And once again, we're all tired, as expected. Exhaustion will lead into the next day.
But we're not sick today.
We are not.
None of us are dead.
We came out pretty good.
I can't feel my legs.
James and I had a bet to see which one of you two would be sick today.
One of us two?
Every Sunday, one of you is sick.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, last time it was you.
That's true.
So joining us today, Stupid Awesome Analyst Jonathan.
Hello.
I'm Hard Man, Harder Opinions, Andrew.
The Fangirl, Victoria.
Hi.
We have some guy named James.
Yo.
We have Christine, who's joining us on the show again, who was on our last episode as well.
Hello.
And joining us, first-time con/Anime Boston goers, Sarah and Kelly.
Hello.
All right, so that was the majority of our crew from this year. The only ones who were able to join us tonight.
We're missing Rob, who was on last year's podcast, but he was there with us. We also had tons of press time with Evan being from Boston Bastard Brigade and Sarah from 42's Anime Reviews.
Yay. So let's get into it this year. So what did everybody think of the overall con?
Good.
Oh, it was good. A lot of people this year. Very populated.
Yeah, Anime Boston's attendance has reached an all-time high.
Yep. 25,000.
They said they broke 25,000.
Yeah.
Which, in retrospect, 2012 was somewhere around 22,000.
Yep.
2013 dropped down to 21,000.
Sorry.
And so this year they spiked.
Yeah.
I'm checking their Twitter to see if they posted the official number.
So which I was actually quite surprised with. They jumped quite a few attendees this year from last year, despite all of the new kind of controversies that had hit the con at the time.
Which
first,
I don't know what
first and foremost about. Being that the only one-day pass that you could buy was Sunday. I know that didn't really affect a lot of us here, but there were quite a few people bugged out on the forums who said they weren't going to go.
Angry nerd rage, that's all it was.
Yeah. But based on the numbers of attendees, it was only those people who argued on the forums.
So we're going to do a process similar to what we did last time. We're going to round-robin questions. Each one of us is going to say our favorite part of the con story. Most disappointing or worst part, I guess.
We'll just make it up as we go along.
That should cover most of what we did throughout the convention.
God, I'm tired.
Can't feel my legs.
So we're going to start with the newbies. Sarah. What was your favorite part of the convention?
Getting stopped for pictures.
Yeah?
Who'd you go as?
Yeah, tell us who you cosplayed as.
I went as Chi from Tsubasa Chronicles.
But who else did you go as? You change your costume every day.
I had two costumes. I also went as Sarah Farron from Final Fantasy XIII.
The fact that you got stopped.
I went to a Clamp photo shoot, and that was really fun.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
That was really fun. We found another person from our fandom.
Fi tried to kidnap her.
And she was
her.
Fantastic.
Like, Fi seriously tried to kidnap her multiple times. She was like, hi! And she was, oh my god.
Nerds are weird.
I really thought she was going to try and run away with Sarah. And then,
I thought she was going to take me.
We did. We really did.
Yeah.
Well then.
Just, like, toss you over one shoulder and just make a break.
Yeah, then when I said she couldn't have our Chi, she was like, okay, I'll take all of you.
How very strange or danger.
Red flag. Red flag.
She was really nice, though. But she was so friendly. People were friendly.
Good. Kelly?
Had to be just all the random people that I know that I didn't think I was going to see there. Just all the people we ran into.
That's really funny.
Kind of like
it's
a high school reunion.
It was a high school reunion.
Yeah.
But it was like the people you didn't expect to see there were there.
Certain people you didn't recognize even after you had they had said hi to you.
It helps when they're in a fursuit.
Oh, yes.
What?
And they call you by name and say, oh, hello! and then they have to tell you who they are. Here's the first thing.
If you have a full suit on. Yes.
Who?
She usually goes as Master Chief sometimes.
A girl we know from high school.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Came up to us in a fursuit and was like, hi guys! And we're like, who the hell are you?
What suit was it?
Identify yourself.
It was a fursona suit.
Yeah.
One of those custom dog suits.
But this was actually at Bag Check.
I think they're wolves.
Yeah, this was at like the end of the con.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you can get a stand corrected. Any kind of furry.
Most they're of them are wolves.
Most of them
foxes,
are wolves.
Yeah. Most of them
I
are
think
those.
It was
I'm
wolves?
A frost wolf.
Yeah.
All I could think of is what the fox said.
I swear to God.
It was cute at first, and now it's now stop.
Yeah.
I say if it's your choice, whatever.
Yeah, I had it an experience.
Me a little bit.
Oh, no. I'm talking about what does the fox say?
No.
Not fursuits. Not fursuits.
My residents play that way too often.
Yeah, it's furries, keep doing your thing.
Yeah.
You can, just be respectful as you usually are.
What does the fox say, guys? Don't.
Yeah. Christine?
Ha, you're on the spot.
Come back to you.
What?
You don't remember what your favorite part of the con was. Christine bought so much porn.
Alright, my favorite part.
Yeah, that's another story.
Wow, she doesn't even say no. Wow, you didn't even deny that. Wow.
What?
Ow.
You're asking for assistance?
Actually, it was probably the same as mine. I probably stole it.
Yeah,
I was going to say,
I really enjoyed running into random people that I knew.
Yep.
Just kind of thinking, like, realizing that something that some people tend to not talk about, you actually have in common with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as the time goes on, you go with them again, and you can see them and chat about it with them. And then also, this was my first time ever buying something from the dealer's room. It is my third Anime Boston. Pretty sure it's my sixth convention. And I've never bought anything
from a
convention.
Oh, yeah, that's right, 'cause didn't you come... You went to...
So it's my fifth. It's my fifth. I went to Boston Comic Con, Rhode Island Comic Con, and this is my third Anime Boston,
okay.
So it's my fifth.
I thought... I didn't think you came to Super Mega Fest with us.
I did not.
That's okay. You didn't miss anything.
Buying stuff is cool, right?
Right?
Once you pop, you just can't stop.
Now that
and I got the pops! I got those...
Pops.
Oh, wow, that was a...
Right? Like,
that was a reference I didn't even...
For all of those listeners who don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about those little pops that stand for... You know, pop culture, vinyl figurines, the ones with the big heads.
Yeah, they kind of look like a bobble head, but they don't bobble.
Yeah, and they pretty much have one from every single fandom you can ever imagine.
Even Big Bang Theory.
I bought one for the Iron Giant, which I would have never guessed that I would have found.
On the Back to the Future ones I got.
Yeah, if you name a fandom, they have a pop for it, which is pretty amazing. Because I bought a Judge Dredd one, and I bought a Lion-O one.
I got an exclusive Dark World one.
And another thing I was very proud of, not only did I buy something for the first time, but I was able to haggle for the price to be lower.
Whoa!
And I won!
Yeah, Sunday's actually pretty good.
And I bought my first manga ever. Yeah.
It's Kingdom Hearts, but it's a start.
Kingdom Hearts is awesome.
Hearts is awesome. It's just, it's not backwards like other manga.
Well, yeah, so I can read
it's
it.
It's been Americanized.
But that's it has Disney characters on it.
Yeah. That's I may plus, or may not have bought it because it has Goofy on the cover.
That's cool.
Fair point.
That's fine.
No, acceptable. My favorite was the Jam Project concert I went to.
Yeah.
Which
one did you go to? There were two.
I went to the solo one.
Yeah, there were two Jam Project acts this year. For those of you who don't know, Jam Project created a lot of music for
It's a bunch
anime.
Of veterans who wrote all the, Disney.
Yeah.
A bunch of, you guys got me thinking about those bobblehead things. But yeah, they wrote a bunch of anime theme songs, and like all the different people in the group wrote a bunch of them by themselves, and they're now writing them together, and...
Yep, and so they had two concerts. One was a group concert where they sang all their songs, and then one was a solo concert where they each went on individually and sang songs. So what songs did they sing, Victoria, that you like?
Oh my god. So as anyone who's heard me talk before, you guys know that I'm obsessed with One Piece.
Gaio,
Gaio.
Yeah. Not that one!
Oh-oh.
So I looked up the names so that I can try and pronounce them. Hiroshi Kitadani. he told us all to call him Danny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's awesome. The guy with he had the red in his hair.
Yep. They were all cool.
They were all so adorable and awesome.
Who was the guy that looked like Joe Perry from the 70s from Aerosmith?
You mean like the crazy hair?
The wavy.
Yeah,
he was
awesome.
He was so cool.
Yoshiki Fukiyama. They brought him a pineapple. They actually bought, yes, they brought him a pineapple. Anyone who went to their jam project jam session, like the talking to them,
the Q&A.
No, the Q&A, they asked them what kind of fruit is your favorite, because this guy just randomly asked a question, and he said it was pineapple, and someone actually brought him a pineapple.
Because they got angry. They're like, you're not actually going to give us any?
I don't get one. And so this guy brought him a pineapple and gave it to him during his session.
That is so cool.
But Danny came out, and he just yells One Piece and starts singing the One Piece song. And I was so excited. It made, like, even getting dizzy from not having enough water worth it. And, like, it was awesome seeing them sing. And I honestly, when I went to the jam session to hear the Q&A, I didn't know them. They let us in to go sit for the Attack on Titan premiere. And we all just kind of went there and were like, okay, we'll sit and watch it. After listening to them talk for a while, I was like, oh my god, I want to see their concert.
Yeah.
So I loved Danny when he was singing the One Piece song. Mazami's got a beautiful, beautiful voice. Masaki and Duo. He sang Yu-Gi-Oh! Songs. Hironobu Kajiyama.
It's time to he's kind
of like
do,
the leader
do,
of
that's
it. That's what it seems like. He sang, he literally wrote like all the Dragon Ball songs, so he ended up singing the Dragon Ball theme song. Which
the Dragon Ball theme song or the Sha-La?
That one, the Sha-La one.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And it was really funny because he's like, I don't know if you guys know this one, but... And so he starts singing it.
That's like my favorite one.
It was so amazing to see. Like, it was my favorite part completely.
Cool.
James?
My favorite part of the con was probably just kind of walking around. This year, I really devoted all of Saturday to just kind of walking around and relaxing and just kind of meeting people and stuff. So I went to a Marvel photo shoot. I went as Thor. Surprise, surprise! I got stopped plenty of times, which was really fun. People were really nice. I stayed in character through all of the photo shoots, so everyone was getting a kick out of that. Like, I would make fun of people for taking pictures of me with their apples, which is a fruit, so it's ridiculous for them to be taking pictures with it. And everyone seemed to find stupid things like that funny, so... It was really,
well, as long as you know they're stupid, James.
He has a decent accent. Like, he's kind of like, can pull it off, I'll admit it.
It's fun. I can only really do it in the costume, though. Other than that, I just look like an idiot, so. But yeah, I didn't go to, like, any panels, really, that day. Other than, like, dubbing later on. I can't even believe I forgot about this. I was actually selected to go up on stage.
There you go.
Yes!
For the script reading. Tom Whalen's Shakespearean.
It
was dramatic reading. I was called up on stage Friday.
To read William Shakespeare's
Star Wars. Which is, like, awesome for me because I'm a theater major, number one. And number two, I'm a huge fan of Star Wars. So
that
I showed up.
To be doing a Sith cosplay.
Yep. Too. So I showed up with a lightsaber, was waving around, and they were just like, "Oh God, yes, the guy with the lightsaber."
Yeah, Kyle Bear called you up.
Yep. So I got to sit next to him. I got to be the rebel leader who got choked out. So it was a lot of fun. It's probably going to be up on YouTube.
You slammed your head and all on the table.
Yes, I did. The second I was dead, I slammed my head on the table and, you know, had the mic there, so it just made a nice connecting noise. So
one thing I really liked about that one was you could see everyone at the table just looking at you and like almost giving you like, yeah.
You were all like, yeah, he's good. Good choice.
Very nice, very nice.
To those of you who know how like James and I are dating, I didn't go to that panel. I did make him bring the lightsaber. He wasn't going to bring it, and so he's proud of me for that. But I think I got like 3 or 4 texts from all of you. James just got pulled up on
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh God. And then I'm like, are you guys recording it? You better be recording it. And so, yeah, I got a bunch of text messages.
Well, yeah, apparently they are recording it, so that's great. But like one of my main things on my bucket list is I want to have voice acted in something. I almost got my chance a couple months ago, but I didn't get accepted for it. But voice acting for me is like one of those things where I would love to just kind of do in my my part time sort of thing. So it was a real like treat to go up there and actually do one line.
Yeah, everybody in that panel, like you were right up there with you know
everybody there, but all the voice actors and stuff like that were awesome during that.
They were so funny. The Batman one was amazing.
Tom Weiland is amazing in anything he does. His Joker was amazing during the Batman.
Yeah, he had a great Joker.
But I loved Kyle Hebert's narrator for... scene director.
Yes.
He was like that effeminate... Princess Leia walks in with a blaster. Yeah. That was so funny.
Princess Leia! Yeah. It was so funny.
That was good. It was like, I get, like, something with Dragon Ball Z.
He always does next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Why wouldn't you? Like, seriously.
For those of you who don't know, Kyle Hebert was one of the best guests. He's the narrator for Dragon Ball Z. He's Kamina from Gurren Lagann. A whole bunch of other stuff. He's,
Gohan.
Yeah, he's, FMA, what's his name? Thalman.
Yep.
From FMA.
Yep, so... It was a great honor to sit next to him and do some voice acting. If it was just for, you know, that one line.
You should tweet him.
I totally should.
Well, actually, I'm reading Tom Whalen's Twitter right now, and he just retweeted something Evan posted.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Yeah, apparently Evan put Tom for mayor, and he went, King Baby Duck at Anime Boston. I second that nomination. I got tagged in that, so apparently I'm going to start making that trending now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh.
So...
Sorry, I realized what Evans was. Van Weyland continues to be one of the biggest reasons why Anime Boston is a must-do con for me. I nominated him for mayor of the con.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. What it was.
Yeah, can he also run, like, the town or the city?
Yeah, Tom Weyland is such a cool guy. His hosting job, even during dubbing, like, I strive to be the host that he is. His stage presence is amazing. You know, even no matter what situation you're in, he makes it entertaining.
Yes.
His video at the beginning of at the opening ceremonies was amazing this year when he was calling all the other voice actors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Vic Mignogna made
Vic. Yeah.
So funny during the video because
Vic was playing like the douchebag. Like, yeah. I'm such a famous star and I know it.
Yeah. Tom Weiland was looking for direction as to how to face, because he's from New York, how to face the Boston crowd after the Red Sox won the World Series. So he calls Vic for advice and he's like, I really need your help, Vic. Oh, that's great. You're my number one fan. That's awesome. You know what? I'm going to send you a CD. I'll even sign it for you.
That'll make you feel better. Yeah.
Oh, at the end, he was doing his Star Trek thing. So he was like, actually, right now, you will refer to me as Captain Kirk.
Yeah. That was wonderful.
I'm hashtagging Tom for mayor, so...
So, I guess, this year, I would say my favorite part, where, yes, we did have a panel, but I think we actually had way more success out of getting in touch with a lot more companies as far as being press.
Yeah.
We, like, really, really stretched and abused our press privileges this year as far as being Wicked Anime. We were able to talk to a lot of different companies. We have Crunchyroll contacts, as far as that goes. Ariel was very nice. She's going to be taking over Keith's position, who is the press liaison or getting in touch with people at the moment. And then, we were talking with Manga Gamer, who... in talks to get a press release from them as well for a game, which is pretty exciting. So we also had the opportunity to meet up with a whole bunch of new press people alongside, you know, Evan and Sarah, as we usually do every year. We met up with imthink.com. Those guys were awesome. David and Anthony from imthink.com. You guys are great. And Jim Malone from Guardian Liberty Voice. And then there was GameAndComic.com. They were very cool. Actually, those were the only people we really got to talk to, were those three other groups, but they were great. We bit off a little bit more than we can chew because we didn't get to freely do fun things with you guys.
We barely saw you guys.
Yeah, I know, because we were always...
You were there?
And when we did see you, we were cranky and mad at each other.
What?
No. I'm stressed out.
We were. Yeah. We were very, like... Mm-hmm.
I was never cranky.
Bitchy.
Says Mr. Cranky Pants.
I will admit myself, I was.
Yeah, like,
I was very grumpy.
When you work at con and when you go to a con for that long and you don't get enough sleep and you're just running around to a schedule, you get cranky.
You guys.
It happens.
Cranky's not strong.
Tom Whalen just favorited my tweet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let me have a finger moment.
I'm actually like that. Victoria swooned.
No,
Tom Whalen.
I'm actually very upset that I missed his press panel. I had to miss his press panel again. I did win a prize from him, though.
Yes,
from
you
the
did.
From the dubbing, because I entered How Not to Be Gay.
How to Not Be Gay in a Threesome.
It's not gay if I'm going to kill you.
There you go.
And then I won a Sailor Moon manga.
Yay!
Yay!
Jonathan, did you say?
I didn't. My favorite part was, guys listening, you are probably going to get the best con coverage video that we have ever done, because the stuff that we came up with this year, we decided to make new games to play with people.
We really messed with a lot of people this con.
My favorite new game ever now is Manly Pose With Me. For those of you who don't know the rules of Manly Pose With Me, I will tell you. You run up to a random person or group of people and just say, manly pose with me. You do a manly pose, and whoever poses with you is how many points you get.
And that's it. I got Crunchyroll.com to do it.
Yeah, that was
Well, I got the people at Crunchyroll to do it, but I'm talking about, like, Crunchyroll.com. Like, Crunchyroll had a stream going, and I jumped on the stream and just went, manly pose with
Internet,
me.
Internet, manly
and
pose
the,
with
and
me.
And the comments were, like, flying across the screen.
Yeah. I did it!
Yeah, I actually didn't get to see the comments or anything.
I got
them. But Johnny got it, so we'll watch it later, but... It's funny because it's silent, so it's like a video of me just like going like manly pose, like lipping manly pose with me, and then I do it, and then like just like random people,
and then probably the most hyped I was for the entire con was the announcement for Anime Boston 2015's theme.
Oh my god, you guys exploded!
I actually kind of lost all control of my excitement. I don't have any strength in my body or throat to spare to scream, and I just kind of did.
Like, yeah.
Next year, Anime Boston 2015, their theme is going to be Kaiju versus Mechs.
Which is straight up our alley. Like, what the heck? It's almost like they knew exactly what we were
thinking. Accompanied with the Pacific Rim theme song.
Literally, if you look down the row of us, there was like a group of us girls, and the guys were spread out, and all of a sudden they all just shot up, same motion, out of their chairs, hands up in the air, screaming.
I'm really surprised we didn't get, like, punched.
I know, right? I thought it was coming.
No one else was, like, you know, gonna, like... Everyone else was kind of jumping up and doing the same thing. Like, I looked left and right, and people were just joining us, like, yeah!
People were psyched.
Yeah. I'm really excited. I really hope at Anime Boston they usually have these beautiful murals set up so you can take your photo in front of them. They kind of, like, they go with the theme. I really want them to build, like, a scale model, like, little city. So, like, if someone brings a kaiju costume or a giant robot
costume...
They can
stand in the city.
They can stand in the city and just, like, fight each other.
I want a one-to-one robot foot.
Yes. they need to bring Gundam parts over from Japan.
Yeah,
because
right.
They did build a one-to-one scale Gundam in Japan, and I want it. And I want it now.
You should recreate the robot foot that you made for Gingerbread Night?
Yes. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's the one I was
yes.
thinking of.
I think Guillermo del Toro has already called dibs on the Japanese Gundam, though.
So. Yeah. Well, you know what? I want it, so.
Cool. Moving on, everybody. Worst part of the con. Now this does not even close to imply that the con was bad. This is just maybe a funny story that was just the worst part of the con.
Kelly
what
can
was
go
that?
First.
Kelly?
No,
oh,
no,
Kelly
no,
can go
no.
first. Oh no,
I'll
we
go
heard
if
that.
You two don't want to.
No, okay, you were there for this.
I have a feeling it's the same one, then.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It has to do with walking?
Interesting.
Yes. You mean walking upstairs in dresses
yes.
and shoes that were
that
not working? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if there was a miscommunication with the staff people or what, but we clearly were walking to the front entrance, clearly no line around us, and we are told, oh, well, you have to go all the way down the hall, outside, and around, and all the way back to form the line. So
down the hall was around the corner, too, like, right where we started.
Down the hall.
So here's what happened. Yeah. So we're like, okay, you know, we have to follow the rules. Let's do this. So we go all the way around. We're like, okay, we're going to get all the way to the front of the line. We keep going. There is no line. We ended up back where we started. There was no line. We walked all the way around.
Wow.
For no reason.
And two of us were in cosplay that happened to be kimono dresses that were really long with pieces that were dragging on the ground where it had just rained. And I had a humongous headdress that was not pretty in the rain.
Was that where they sent you to walk around like T.F. Chang's and like down that walkway?
Yes.
All the way back to where like this
And we
is.
Had to do a lot of stairs.
Yeah.
We could not do stairs in those dresses. No.
Yeah, they kept sending people through one of the Marvel photo shoots. And they were just like, you know, everyone with a bag. Yeah, this is the way to go. And I was just kind of looking at them like, there's like one or two people who are actually going. Is that? There's not actually a line. So
I think mine probably can piggyback on that one. There was just so many people at the con, especially on Saturday, that it got to be very overwhelming.
Yeah, it's true.
That
happened last year, though, too.
Right, but last year, I did not feel that way, per se. Like, I felt that I still could move, I could look at things, but I felt that it was almost as if I was looking at the last thing on the shelf at almost every single booth. I would try to look at something and somebody would run in front of me, and I'm like, why am I bothering? I'm not going to fight you to look at this item.
Yeah, that's the opposite for me. That happened to me last year, but it didn't happen to me this year.
Yeah, I agree. I felt this year was, I felt it more controlled.
Well, like, guys were in a lot of the press panels during the times that this stuff really happened.
Yeah, that's true. Like, we weren't with you when a lot of this was happening. Mm-hmm. It was kind of odd. Whenever we met up with you, things had kind of settled.
Well, that was like kind of later on at night.
It was.
Yeah.
And I found that's when I most enjoyed myself, was when it was maybe 5, 6, the main rush of the crowd had kind of gone. You could kind of relax, kind of. You weren't being pushed.
Physically move without getting shoved.
Yeah, right.
You weren't being pushed. Or stabbed by some prop.
Yep.
Yeah, you weren't being pushed with the crowd. You could actually, even today, on the Sunday of the con, it was very relaxing. Mid part of the day, it was busy, but you could still enjoy yourself and see. That's why I think I had actually bought some things, in the dealer's room, because I could actually see what I was looking at.
Yeah, you could move through, yeah.
Yeah. But besides that, I had a great time. I enjoyed the panels I went to, the people I saw. But that was a lot of it. It was just very overwhelming.
Yeah.
At times.
I think the worst part of the con for me was I just have horrible cosplay luck. And I'll explain. So you know how if you have a couple costumes, you'll decide, okay, I'll wear this one this day, this one that day, and then, that one another day or so. So I set up my plan. So I was going to wear my Sith costume on Friday because I was just going to start off easy. See how the con went and see if I actually wanted to get into my Thor. Because my Thor costume is like kind of like a rubber suit, and last time I almost died in the costume. So I wanted to see how I could handle it. So I show up to the con, and I see Loki's as far as the eye can see. So I'm thinking to myself, well, crap, that's all fine, but I'll be in Thor tomorrow, and I'll see all these people again. So the next day, I see nothing but Sith and Jedi, and I'm in my Thor costume, and I see no Lokis.
You didn't get the memo.
Yeah, I clearly didn't get the memo, because I guess 501st was visiting Saturday, so that's why everyone kind of showed up out of the woodwork. But all the Lokis were gone, and I was just like, now I'm Thor, and now I don't have anyone to pal around with. So I just kind of mixed up the days.
I did, on Friday, though, you were knighted.
I was knighted. I did see Revan. That was fun.
And we have pictures to prove.
We do have pictures. So
Lord Revan.
Yeah, Lord Revan.
I was
nice guy.
I was in once in Knights of the Republic.
Good game.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
The worst part for me was my phone kind of broke halfway. It didn't break. It's just stuck in weird camera mode. That anytime I take a picture, it's like a double-sided picture. So I couldn't take a picture without myself being in it. Or it's like the side of my face or something.
That's weird.
So just, I know. I just, I'll show you. I just stopped taking pictures, including like the concert.
That's actually,
it won't go away. And it's just here, this little box. And so it, like the videos I took, there's like two that worked. There's like a little stamp picture. It just kept popping up and wouldn't go away. It didn't happen during your panel, but then everywhere else it kept coming up.
You took pictures of our panel?
I took a couple.
That's a new definition of a selfie.
So, just to go along with that a little bit, this isn't my worst part of the story, but it's kind of a complaint.
Okay.
It always kind of bums me out when they show the AMV winners, and they always choose the AMV winners that like to spoil everything for you for some reason. Like, I don't understand why they think it's okay to go ahead and... I mean, the AMVs are very good, but not everybody's seen everything. And I don't understand why they think it's okay to go ahead and make an AMV that's just like, let me spoil everything for you and tell the whole story of what's going on.
Yeah, like that drama.
I mean, clips. The clips at the end.
Like that Tokyo Magnitude 8.0.
Yeah, that really sad one.
Yeah, the Magnitude 8. Yeah. That was the whole anime. From beginning to end. I wanted to see it,
and now I'm like, oh.
Yeah, see, yeah. I really wanted to see it, too, because it, I mean, oh, Magnitude 8, it's about an earthquake in Tokyo, that sounds amazing, like, or in Japan, like,
well,
that sounds amazing.
The circumstances,
like, amazing
not so much, the
like,
story.
Yes.
Yeah, like, it's, but it sounds like a story, like, a,
it
like,
looked like a really interesting story.
Because, I mean, me working in the industry that I work in, that kind of stuff is very important to me, like, story structure, having the ability to watch something, understand the story, like, full-length flow. Like, it's very important to me, and the fact that they choose to, like, without a spoiler warning kind of a thing, like, they're just like, let me show you everything that happens in this anime.
What I did think was great, though, it does show you the greatness of that show, though, because even in that show, in the 2 minutes of it, I kind of felt myself welling up.
It was very well done and
it deserved
sad,
to win.
But I would have rather seen the whole thing first.
Yes,
and because I know exactly what happens. It's probably still going to be sad when I see it, but I'm not going
to
be shocked.
Well,
by
they
it.
Didn't have to even show the ending like that.
Yeah,
like how with what happens.
Huh?
It's not going to tell a story if you don't tell the ending, and not the only
person. But that's just it. They didn't.
But you can't make AMVs without telling a story and
she
giving
makes
it.
AMVs.
I have made some before, and you don't get as much of an impact if they just let it. It didn't tell you this is the definite ending. Do you know that's the definite ending? Maybe something else happens. It could be halfway through, but you need enough clips and you need to be able to tell a story.
I'm just saying without the spoiler line at the beginning, I mean, it's just kind of one of those things too. Like, when did Magnitude 8.0 come out?
It has
very recently.
Okay. So, I feel like it's one of those things where I definitely agree they did a wonderful job. If they want to convey feeling, you do need to take excerpts from the story or even tell the story with, you know, music accompaniment, which is what they did. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I appreciate what they did. It's just...
No, because I think, too, because they did the same thing. It's the same thing has happened every single year. Like, the Wolf Children AMV.
Yep. Didn't watch it.
Yeah, I hid the
I
whole time.
I remember you both were like, nope.
Well, because, you know, Wolf Children hadn't even kind of been released here in the U.S. yet, so not everybody had seen it, including us. I wanted to wait for the English release.
Okay.
The whole story was told in that one AMV.
Death Note.
Yeah, did you hear them talk?
It doesn't matter. It's the shock of the storytelling.
It's
like,
the storyline. It's saying what's going to happen.
Because you can tell a visual story. Talking doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, easily.
And, like, Death Note. There was a Death Note AMV in 2008, beginning to end anime. It's like, oh, guess what? Like, spoilers. Okay, thank you very much. Like, I hadn't finished Death Note yet because it hadn't finished airing here yet. So, like, a lot of people take the liberty of going ahead and doing that. I just wish they kind of warned us for that kind of stuff.
Agreed.
I think
from that AMV,
with an AMV that it has spoilers.
Absolutely not.
In it.
Absolutely not. The Kayla Killer one was amazing.
Was, yeah.
Yes, but
that and then the year before it. That the Evangelion one, Radioactive,
clips.
Was amazing too.
It had clips, but it still had some kind of spoiler. You still got to know some of the storyline.
On what?
Every single.
Yeah, but there was no context. But there was no context.
That's
true. Because Evangelion, there was an Evangelion AMV last year that was brilliant. And basically went through, you know, all of movie one and all of movie two without doing the major story points, without all the context in it, and didn't spoil anything. Like, you could still watch all those movies and be like, oh, I remember seeing that angel, but I don't know what happens to it, and still get the shock of, like, that was a great AMV, that Radioactive Evangelion.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Link in the description.
Being in the movie and animation and storytelling industry, it's very important. That's like a very important.
Yeah, to some people it's not.
I mean,
to people like
honestly,
us.
Honestly, I'm not in that industry at all. And
I
want to
be
seeing that.
Animator,
I didn't want to see the movie now. I felt like I saw the clip.
Right.
I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not want to
see
industry.
It more. Actually, because now I know what happens.
I don't want.
And that's
it
the
now.
Well, it's the same thing about like the movie trailers they have these days. Yeah. I'm sorry, but the movie industry has done a great disservice to themselves by putting the best scenes in all.
Did you know that statistically 70% of the American public will not go see a movie unless they know what happens throughout the entire movie?
That's sad. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I think that's sad.
Shocked. I don't want to know the whole story. I kind of want to know like what's kind of going to happen and then like be shocked like, "Oh my god. I never thought that was going to happen," because usually I can tell a storyline. I can tell you what's going to happen next. What's going to be that shocking thing? I love when I'm stumped.
Like, I'll use this as an example, just because, you know, Star Wars. If they had just told everybody, you know, like, you know, all right, Vader has to, you know, deal with his son or whatever, and it's like, okay, that's interesting and stuff, that's cool. But the fact that they didn't tell people about that at all, and it was one of those big surprises.
That was one of the biggest surprises in cinema history.
Right, and, like, you know, Snape kills Dumbledore, stuff like that. Like,
oh, really?
Shut up.
Spoiler!
Oh, shut up, it's so old now.
Now, you're talking about that. Half of those shows might have been very old, because they've already aired in Japan, so they should actually know that if you assume that they should know that Snape kills Dumbledore.
Not when it's localized here in because it's more appropriate to wait because not everybody has access to that kind of stuff as well.
And, you know, technically, according to Pitch Perfect, it's not hard to figure out that Vader was his father, because Vader means father in German, so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, because I'm gonna listen to, you know, Star Wars in German, or Swedish, or Hungarian, just to get all the, you know, references.
We did for Pacific Rim, Jaeger is Hunter. And
Yeah.
Kaiser is Monster.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but, yeah.
I was just exhausted for the most part that I think I overwhelmed myself. Like, the people didn't do it. I overwhelmed myself with how much we tasked ourselves with. That was disappointing because I guess I enjoyed it a little bit less because of that, because I was just so damn tired.
Yeah.
And we were all cranky at each other.
Yeah.
We
were cranky at each other too at times.
Sarah, what was your least favorite part?
This podcast.
Probably. Go ahead, admit it.
Yeah.
Admit it. I forced her.
I got roped into this, so
then she's getting
back
home.
Wasn't expecting this. This is the only way I get my red home. My least favorite part was that they didn't have enough merchandise for my fandoms. That made me really sad. I would have bought.
That's a thing. Yeah.
I really like. Sounds like openly. They didn't have a lot of that.
Yeah.
I did feel
they had a lot of the popular ones.
Yeah, like a lot. Every like booth I saw, I'm like, I saw the same like type of thing.
Yep.
Dragon Ball Z, One Piece,
Doctor Who, lots of Attack on Titan, which I did like,
Minecraft.
But I don't like
Minecraft,
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Pokemon is fine.
I know, it's just it was still everywhere.
We're just saying they have a lot
of
the mainstream.
There was not a lot of Sailor Moon stuff.
Evangelion.
It was the same shit over and over.
Oh, but by the time all my money was gone. It was when I found the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure figurines.
Oh, jeez.
Like, Well, there was one of, like, each of the characters. Yeah, one of each of the characters, and, but I found, like, the main one.
$75
Just, yeah, $70 for a little one. Yeah, it was really expensive, so I wouldn't have bought it anyway, but, even though JoJo's, like, one of
that moment when
ever.
All your money's gone and you see the one thing that you would desperately buy.
Yeah, I think
buy.
I had $2 left, and
that's
it was, like,
why I
70.
Stopped going in the room when I had no money.
They brought me there.
Good choice.
Yeah. Hey, you could have stayed in Araceli.
Best
choice.
All right, what's next?
Next up, we should talk about probably the biggest event of the weekend, which was probably the premiere of Attack on Titan dub.
Okay, so I'm just going to start this right now. I didn't go, so I'm just going to sit this one out.
Well, fine then.
All right, then.
So Bryce Papenbrook was announced as Eren Jaeger. All the other voice actors were announced, except for him.
About two-thirds of the room knew who he was when they showed his face.
With a consecutive groan. Ugh.
A lot of people were actually really excited. People around us were like,
our side
excited.
Of the room, the entire right side of the room was completely silent.
We had a few people who were like, yeah.
The girls behind us.
The girls behind us were inappropriate.
There was when they showed the clip of it, like the very first scene of it. Yeah, the like because it was one person laughing. Like bodies are getting thrown across like the town.
That would
maybe.
That would.
And this girl is laughing hysterically.
Is that what she was laughing at?
Yes.
Guys, red flag. That's a red flag.
Yeah, that would have made me
angry.
Red flag.
Yeah, no, because after her friends are like, "Why are you laughing?" And she's like. I don't know. I must be really tired, but I just find it hilarious. Like, the bodies went flying. I'm like, oh, my God.
I
don't want to sit here.
It felt like I was in a preteen horror.
Bryce Papenbrook.
They were the same girls that were, like, screaming.
We don't dislike you. Just to let you know. You did very well as Eren Jaeger.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought he did. Well,
I think everybody had high expectations for it to be Vic Mignogna, though. That was huge.
No?
I would have probably fangirl screamed.
Oh, he's my obsession. I do like Edward.
Captain Kirk.
No, that video. And we grilled him. And we grilled him when we met him at Super Mega Fest. And he was like, you know, I would really like the part, but I just have to audition like everybody else.
I would like to ask him, did you audition? He's really cool.
He didn't have time to talk to Tom Whalen. He didn't have time to audition.
that was so funny.
If we can find that video on the interwebs, link in the description.
They did a really good job. I thought Trina Nishimura was a perfect Mikasa. Oh, Patrick Seitz was a perfect general. What's his name?
The drill sergeant?
Yeah. He has a specific name. I forget it, though.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was so awesome.
I didn't understand the whole screaming thing for when somebody's favorite character came on
screen. I know. Yeah, like when, like the first time, like when they were looking it around, and then like, just a picture of Gene. You haven't even heard Mike McFarlane do Gene's, John.
John.
Yeah. You haven't even heard Mike McFarlane do John's voice yet. But they just show him standing across. Everybody cheers. It's like, you can find that on the internet!
Yeah.
But it was like, it was the creepy girl that laughed.
She and, like, I didn't even get to hear the actual theme song because they were screaming it behind me. I'd like to hear what it sounds like and not your voices.
It's really...
You liked it before it was cool, Sarah?
Yeah, I did. I'm a hipster. I've
most of everybody in that room had already seen Attack on Titan.
I had not.
I've seen
it. Well, because it's on Hulu Plus has it, Netflix has it,
Crunchyroll has it.
Which I'm now going to watch on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm going to go watch it.
Funimation has the dub on their website. You can watch it in 5 different places, the whole thing.
It's just not dubbed.
Yeah, so that's basically all we were watching.
I don't like to read my anime.
I usually like to read my anime.
I do, because it doesn't lose anything.
There's only like a handful of animes that I would that I prefer. Like, there's somewhere it's like, oh, I don't care if it's subbed or I don't care if it's dubbed. There's a handful of animes that I say I can only watch this dubbed, which is very rare. But you know, it's like Cowboy Bebop, Black Lagoon, and Full Metal Alchemist are like the top three that like you have to watch.
But wasn't that like ones that you first heard in English? The first time you ever watched those, were they like in English?
No.
Not always.
Not necessarily.
Well, I know, like, with Cowboy Bebop, when that first came out here on TV, like,
yeah, that was. But you have to remember, there are specific series that star Western characters, and those three animes are all Western-based characters, so there's a more believability when an English voice is acting them. The Japanese is very well done, it's just, it feels right. Like the Cowboy Bebop director almost intended for it to be in English, because it was so Western in its storytelling.
The dub, I thought, was great. Everybody did a really good job, and I have never... I cannot recollect an anime that has been dubbed with such ferocity and intensity in the characters' voices. Like, when Aaron's mother was screaming at him to
I really didn't get that in the Japanese dub.
I didn't either.
So, like, when it got translated to English, I felt the power coming from it. I was like, ooh, that's very different than what I remember.
Okay, so I didn't go, and now I'm deeply regretting it.
You should be.
By the way, guys...
Even Dana gave it a B.
By the way, guys, we were in a room filled with close to...
Probably 5,000 people.
Yeah, it was huge. It was huge.
Which room do they put it in?
Hall D.
Oh, wow.
So,
the biggest room in the convention center.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't it the same room as dubbing?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. There's a room space for
you. Wow.
Yeah, so we filled that. And it was, I had never seen an anime, like a premiere of anime in a theater setting that size. Like, you know, 2 TV screens, giant stage where there's Q&A. It was amazing. especially that theme song. Like, why would they ever change the Attack on Titan theme song halfway through the series? Like,
It's like,
all right, we have this amazing theme song that's so great. Let's step it down a notch.
I like how, you know, people kind of sing the opening theme song. Or like, because we watched the first three episodes, so we saw the opening theme song three times. And every single time, people sung it kind of like the way that people sing Sweet Caroline at baseball games. They only sing the Sweet Caroline part. You know, that's the, how they sung the opening sequence when it was like, German.
Especially at the like when he jumps when they cut he cuts the Titan's neck off and he's like ayo
yeah
and that's where everybody went ayo yeah
wait they attack the Titans spoilers dude
actually they don't
yeah the first yeah, the first three episodes that we see there's not a much
first attack. The Titans attack them and then it takes 6 or 7 episodes before they attack.
I think it's 5 episodes. 5 episodes.
Oh, so it's a real spoiler. It comes later in the series.
So, we already discussed that on our podcast when with Attack on Titan. There's not much Attack on Titan going on.
Speaking of which, the next episode is going to be another Homowaku assignment. We are going to be discussing Kill la Kill. Everybody start watching Kill la Kill so that you can listen to the next episode with us all.
Even we have to watch Kill la Kill because I'm about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 episodes behind.
Yep.
Book club?
I'm on episode 18, yes.
Oh, anime. Oh, okay.
It's like anime.
So it's homework. You are giving us homework.
That's what he said.
Homowaku.
Yeah.
Homowaku.
Not right. What?
Misprofessional.
That is not how you pronounce.
I'm sorry, but political correctness is not something we pay attention to.
So you can find all of our stuff coming out on YouTube soon. Our entire con coverage, our press panels, if they come out within the next year. Just our panel as well. That will be coming out. Wicked Anime presents Hardcore Anime Year 2.
Thank you very much to John from the Issues Program.
And Couchmasters.
Yeah, and Couchmasters, who was able to film 2 more cameras than just the 2 stage cameras that we have.
Yeah, because
our stage cameras ran out of space.
Are you saying we got extra splash zones this year?
Indeed.
Yeah. And there's and definitely you'll also be able
powering
to,
like, hardcore.
Quite, yep.
The second Higurashi, just no.
And you also be able to view the nice pictures that Christine was able to take for us during the panel
on our Facebook page sometime.
Yes.
Woo! Can't wait.
Pictures.
I got a couple pictures on Twitter too, and things now that Tom Whelan has favorited. So I'm very happy.
Now let's get into the rest of the shameless plugs.
Yay!
Sure. Well, wait a minute. We have so much more to talk about. Where are we ending it now? There's so much stuff that we missed when we were talking during this discussion that we should cover so much more.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about, you know, the press people that we talked with, and we didn't talk about our panel.
We didn't even mention anything that we got.
Well, we really were exhausted at the end of that, so, I mean, there's a lot more that we could have covered. Anyways, so for the press people that we got press panels while we were at Anime Boston, and while we were there, we talked with Patrick Seitz, and we talked with Matt Mercer, Thundercats Ho, and
Kyle Abair,
and Wendy Lee.
We did have Tom Whelan scheduled, but unfortunately...
And Dai Sato, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right, but he didn't come in until the last minute, so unfortunately we couldn't make that.
Yeah.
I really, really am so bummed that I didn't go to talk to Tom Whelan, especially because I won a prize at this panel.
Yeah.
That's a different story, though.
For a different time... But yeah, when we talked to, you know, we started off Friday with Kyle Abair, which was awesome. You know, Kyle Abair is so much fun to talk to.
He did not remember us.
He didn't, he didn't remember us from AFO, which is sad. But it's okay, it okay because, yeah, it's been well over a year, probably nearly a year and a half. And
yeah, because it was 2012. I'm but sure August 2012, so it was like the end.
And I'm sure he's been to plenty more press things.
But he's probably talking to people who aren't as important as we are. Just saying.
Yeah. Anyways, he gave us another plug for our show, too. This time he did the Dragon Ball Z voice.
Yep. Narrator, which is awesome.
Which really bummed me out because I didn't get a next time on the Wicked Anime from him, just in case.
If you guys don't remember what the Wicked Anime is, it's Besom.
Yep. It's our Besom campaign.
Which we are in talks about doing another one.
Maybe.
Surprise. Just talks.
Yeah. no jumping ahead and starting rumors on the internet and everything like that. We don't need that kind of exposure right now.
Except we do.
Start rumors about us, please. After that, we talked to... Was Matt Mercer the next one that we talked to?
Well, it was Kyle Hebert first, then it was Patrick. Oh, no, then it was Matt Mercer, then Patrick, then Wendy Lee.
Was it? Okay.
That was the order.
Yeah. Well, when we talked to Matt Mercer, Andrew was the only one who talked Thundercats with him.
Yep.
Which was perfectly fine, because he loves Thundercats. Like, he...
Yeah, he's a huge fan of
I loved his story about when he was talking with Will Friedle about when Tigra got Chitara.
Yeah, so in the show, when they got together, or when Tigra and Chitara got together, I guess the cast didn't really know, because they were doing it script by script. Because, they were animating it as it was going along. It's not like, you know, they were dubbing an anime. They were actually making a cartoon. So, you know, Matt Mercer calls Will on the phone. He's like, "Hey, Will, did you read the new script yet?" "Yeah." Did you read the end?" "Yeah." He's like, "I get Chitara," and I hung up on him. You'll guys see that. You'll see that in the interview that we released. Yeah. We had a really fun interview with him. I really like Matt.
Yeah. And I'm really, really looking forward to him being Levi.
The second they announced him as Levi in Attack on Titan, I knew it was perfect. Like, everybody was like, "Oh, that's weird." And I was like, "No, it's not." Like, did you not see...
Well, he played... He played Leon Kennedy, too, from the Resident Evil series. Resident Evil 6. He was Leon Kennedy.
He was in Damnation, too, that boring movie. He was in the bad Resident Evil and the boring movie. So, you know, I really...
But even still, he's Leon Kennedy, which is, one of the best characters. Arguably the best character.
Yeah, no, Leon is cool in Resident Evil 2. That is Leon's best point. And then they made him a fan service character since number 4.
Sure did. But Matt Mercer was so much fun to talk to. And then Patrick Seitz was also equally as fun to talk to. He's such a boisterous and happy guy. That's all I can really describe him as. You know,
you'll see when it's posted.
Yeah, when the press panel is posted, sometime within the next 365 days, it'll be good times. And then Wendy Lee was the last one that we... Which, you know, is an anime English dub icon.
She's played over 300 characters, just for reference.
Yeah, which was actually a really big problem for her panel, because she couldn't recall certain characters that she made.
Yeah, she couldn't answer any kind of fun questions.
Yeah, like any questions like, which role would you redo if you got the chance? She was like, "Well, you'd have to name a specific character for me, because I've played so many that I can't just think of one off the top of my head." Except for Faye Valentine, who she referred to as Faye Faye the entire time, which I thought was adorable.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I enjoyed that she calls Faye Valentine Faye Faye. Like, that's just really funny.
Yeah, that's the one, that was the one that she went in there and was like, "Oh, I was Faye Valentine," you know, which... But she was the one who did, like, the most voices for us. Like, during the panel, she would be talking.
Yeah, she would just pull them out.
And she would just on the spot, just throw out a voice, which was great. And that was it for the rest of our press panels. You know, we did get Dai Sato and Tom Whalen, but we were, one, extremely exhausted by that time. Two, we didn't get to go to Tom Whalen's panel because it was during Attack on Titan. And three, we had stressed all of our equipment. Our batteries were dead.
All of our cards were full.
Our memory cards were full. We just had so much stuff to do. So we're going to cut it down for next year. We're probably not going to bring as many press panels as we did this year.
Yeah, we'll see what... We'll see what the guests are that we might have to.
Lesson learned.
Yeah. Depending on the guests, we'll have to break it down to...
Only two or three.
Two or three.
So, speaking of our equipment, too, even though we stressed all of it, we had so much... Our equipment was so frustrating this week. We had batteries die on us during our panel, so I actually have to get some footage from 42 Believer Sarah. During Matt Mercer's and Wendy Lee's, our batteries died some point during the middle. We have the audio for it, but we do not have the video. So...
Stupid.
We'll have to figure that out. And then during the hardcore anime panel this year, our audience cam, it ran out of memory. Because I was wondering why I looked onto the camera, and it turns out I forgot to delete last year's footage. So we have an hour and a half of last year's footage, and then a half hour of this year's footage. Luckily, John Riley of the Couchmasters, he recorded from the back of the room and a little bit around the entirety of the room. So we have three cameras to work with, which is awesome. I owe him big time for that. Don't worry, we still have it. We have a backup plan, thank goodness. And next year, I'll remember to delete footage.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see the final video for our own panel because I think it's going to turn out.
I hope it was better than it felt like that we were there. I thought we ran a pretty successful panel, but not as successful as
I do, too. The energy was not there. It could be that we had such a late showing. Like, our panel didn't get out until after midnight.
Yeah, the 9 o'clock showing would have been better, like, last year, because that was awesome.
Yeah, everybody was still awake. Everybody was alive.
We had so many people coming up to us, though, and we're like, oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, this year everybody just kind of filed out.
No, I mean, like, even, like, during the convention, people would see us wearing our Wicked Anime shirts and be like, I was at your panel, it was awesome, we'll see you next year. It's like, sweet. Like, that guy who walked up to me dressed in the army thing, wanted to give me a fist pump, and I had the handshake out. I was like, oh, okay, and then I went to the fist bump, and he went to the handshake. It was just like, oh, okay, that happened. I don't know if he got it. I don't know if everybody's as in tune to our brand of comedy as we are, but I was. People are awkward at anime cons, but anyway, I was still, you know, trying to be funny about it. Yeah, and then we had, you know, YouTube comments saying, oh, I wish we could have gone, and then people saying, oh, this was awesome.
Yeah.
So
we had a whole bunch of new people this year.
Yeah, I was surprised that our old audience from the first year didn't fill up the room because I asked who was there last year and it was like only like 10 people.
Yeah, like 10 people raised their hand,
which is fine.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, like, heck, yeah, that means that we're gonna have more returning people for next year. Hopefully, yeah. Fingers crossed.
All right. Maybe they'll give us an even bigger room.
I think it is time, though, that we definitely start working on some new panels. Because yes, we can't definitely. Just keep running on the hardcore anime panel anymore, so we're going to plan on making new content for cons to come. We have so many ideas.
So, along with our press stuff that we had going on in our panel, we also got in touch with a lot of people from around the convention, a lot of the vendors,
yep.
who could become really good friends with us. Specifically, I mean, we talked to the people at Crunchyroll, and one of the liaisons there. She was very, very nice. And then we also talked to Manga Gamer, which, if you guys don't know, that's the visual novel company here in America that publishes and makes visual novels into English, like translates them into English. And
definitely some of the coolest people we met over the entire con.
Yeah, we literally visited them every single day of the convention just to say hi.
Yeah,
because they were so nice. And I really hope we can get them on the show, maybe to talk
visual novels.
Yeah, like, we'll do a visual novel episode of the podcast. That would be awesome. Like, our Tapagotchi.
I bet you they do it.
They were great. We got some press release stuff from them. So expect some Manga Gamer reviews coming out.
What'd you buy?
What did I buy? I bought a lot of Monster Hunter stuff, basically.
I actually bought a couple Monster Hunter things, too.
Yeah, there was a lot of people selling Monster Hunter there. I was very happy about that. How actually... And it's probably been like that previous years, too. But because I haven't been a Monster Hunter fan since number 3 Ultimate came out this last past year. So that's what I was seeking out all weekend, was all Monster Hunter stuff. And they have some really good Monster Hunter swag.
Yep.
It's like really cool stuff, like buying the monsters.
Yeah,
like,
those
actually really cool.
Those mini statue things. You know, you could
the surprise boxes.
Yeah, the surprise boxes. There were some booths that were selling the surprise boxes, and there were some that were selling them outside of the box.
Yeah, so you could actually know what you were getting instead of getting two of the same cats and then the worst cat. Like, seriously.
I just bought the Jay Baroth, which was my favorite monster, because I'm a hammer user. For anybody else who plays Monster Hunter, I use the hammer, and the Baroth is one of the best ones because he's like one of the main monsters that you can shatter his face.
Yeah, the hammer is really effective against him. Gear. I got a Monster Hunter Nendoroid, which is like the Ligaiacris armor with the Ligaiacris greatsword, which is really cool. And then aside from the Monster Hunter stuff, I got a Mikasa Nendoroid as well, which is awesome. I bought a few things from Artist Alley, that one thing from Artist Alley, too.
There were these really cool guys called Decalzilla.
They had
some cool stuff. Victoria bought a lot of stuff from them, because she likes to decorate her car.
Yeah, I don't know where she's going
to
put it.
And I wanted to get a couple things. They had some cool Fooly Cooly decals. They had, the one that I really wanted to get was the Earth symbol from Avatar The Last Airbender.
They didn't have a Thundercat symbol.
That was kind of annoying. And finally, sorry guys, this week we're actually going to skip the fan service just because there's not a lot of people here to talk about it. It would be better if whatever you guys sent to us, if there would be a bit of a discussion afterwards as well.
Yeah, next time we got a Tumblr ask, we got Tamagotchi suggestions.
We got a couple emails. For con lessons and stuff.
Last year we got so much that we made an entire fan service episode because we didn't do fan service during the con month, so we just did an entire episode focused on fan service. I don't think we'll have to do that next time.
So keep listening, guys. That's it for this episode. But
yeah, just quick reminder. I know we already mentioned it earlier, but this is a recording at a different time. We cannot stress enough. The homework of next episode is Kill la Kill. Definitely watch Kill la Kill. It just ended. It's all free on Crunchyroll.
So that's it for this con month, guys. We're all very, very tired. We're all very exhausted. And we're all doing this extra recording.
Yeah, but now we got all that stuff out of the way. Let's go back to the other recording.
Now let's get into the rest of the shameless plugs.
Yeah.
Yay!
Sure. Okay, guys, if you liked this con month, you can let us know at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That is wickedanimereviews@gmail.com, all one word. We had a very fun year going in, and if you were at Anime Boston, please let us know. And if you saw us, please let us know. If you want to follow us on Facebook.com, it's facebook.com/wickedanime. On YouTube.com, we have youtube.com/wickedanimereviews. Let's see, if you want to join us on Tumblr, we have a Tumblr. Where Victoria heads that up mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Whalen liked her post.
Yes, he did.
That was Twitter.
Twitter, not Tumblr.
And then, of course, if you want to find us on nerdyshow.com, if you're not listening to the podcast there already, we are on nerdyshow.com/wickedanime, where you can also find our videos and podcasts and anything else we'd like to do on there, because we love Nerdy Show. Thank you, Nerdy Show.
I don't know why I keep mixing those two up. I don't even use Twitter.
Well, if you want to see the post that Tom Whalen favorited, it's on my Twitter @WickedAFangirl.
Oh, one word.
Yep.
WickedAFangirl is Victoria.
And yeah, that's
for
me.
Wicked Anime. All right, guys. Thank you very much for joining us this con month. We will see you all next year for con month, but next time we will have a new episode of Wicked Anime in the next 2 weeks.
Kill Kill.
Yeah, I hope we get to see you there.
Watch it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'm tired.
Thanks.
Don't braid my hair. Stop. Please stop.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Please stop. Please stop.
It actually doesn't look bad.
Don't do that.
I remember
really.
If you need a hair tie, I might have
it. It's your apprentice braid.
Padawan braid? That's Jedi.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not a Jedi.
Well, you turn.
You were at one point.
Every Sith started as a Jedi.
No, they didn't.
Shut up. Shut your whole mouth.
In my fan fiction, they did.
Oh my god.
You seem just like my fan fiction.
Wicked A! Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend. Rating and reviewing us on iTunes. Should I begin Nerdy Show?
What the fuck are you doing?
Keep quiet, I'm getting through this. NerdyShow.com/store or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you and your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment, and don't do bad things.